Page 14 of the Roscommon Herald. Details of the 18th annual County Roscommon Plough Championship announced. The Roscommon Plough Association was in Boyle last Thursday night to launch the 18th annual County Roscommon Plough Championship. The North Roscommon town has a long association with the event, having staged the All-Ireland Plough Championship in 1957. This year's County Plough Championship will be held on the farm of Pat and Anne Clark in Kilbrian. The event is situated 2 kilometres outside Boyle, near the main entrance to Loch Key Forest Park on the N4. The event is the next biggest in size to the National Plough Championship, so it is expected to attract huge interest from within the county and beyond. The launch of this year's event was held in Clark's Bar and Restaurant on Patrick Street last Thursday night. Mary Concannon, Secretary of the Roscommon Plough Association, opened the proceedings by welcoming everyone to the launch. John Hanley, Chairperson of the Roscommon Plough Association, praised the great site we secured on the outskirts of town. He noted that Boyle had previously held the honour of hosting the All-Ireland Plough Championship in 1957. Mr. Hanley spoke about the cost involved in running the event and paid tribute to all the sponsors, in particular to Elvin Lysart Mark for coming in as our main sponsors. The chairperson concluded by saying he was looking forward to a wonderful day on April the 1st. Treasurer Joe Fitzmaurice also thanked Elvin Lysart Mark, as well as all the other sponsors and those who had agreed to take out trade stands. He encouraged people to help out with sponsorship in whatever way they could. Patrick Nolan, National Plough Association representative, was also in attendance on the night, and he gave the audience an idea of the historic involved. As chief steward on the day, Mr. Nolan said his role would involve making sure things run smoothly. He added that they hoped to have 40 stewards on duty, and he thanked the many organisations from Boyle who made people available for this purpose. Mr. Nolan went on to thank An Garda Síochána for their assistance and cooperation. He advised that there would be a traffic management plan in place on the day, which would help make the event run smoothly. The NPA representative concluded by thanking those who are providing car parking facilities on their land, the people who have taken out trade stands, and the organisation offering entertainment on the day.